Well, tonight we have wines to quench your palate from a local distributor. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us live now in our Wine of the Week.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary.
So I happen to know a little bit about this man because I met him the other night with you, wine distributor Konstantin Guskalaris.
Guskalaris, one of the friendliest people you ever meet. He's a big bear of a man, loves to give hugs instead of handshakes.
Uh-huh. And?
And he makes some pretty tasty wine.
Ooh, like, for instance, reds?
Reds, okay. Oh, absolutely. He makes a lot of reds. Mm-hmm. And for example, the 2010 Truth. Now, all of these are made by Guskalaris, but this one is called Truth, and it's a beautiful wine. Five classic Bordeaux varietals that go into this. It's a very pretty, well-balanced red wine. Delicious notes, a little dark berry fruit in there, some sweet tannins. It's full-bodied, lovely hints. I found some cocoa in on the highlights on this, cool. A little bit of plum. Really pretty, $25. Nice wine.
Very nice.
It has a lot of different steps when it comes to the reds. Why don't you kick it up a notch?
Oh, the next notch up, the 2008 Worthy Sophia's Cuvée. This is named after his daughter. Red wine blend from Napa Valley. Now, this is built around the Cabernet Sauvignon that doesn't go into his top shelf Cabernet, but this is 60% Cabernet, and then he's got some Petit Verdot and some Merlot and a little bit of Malbec in there to round it out, a little Cabernet Franc. This is a gorgeous wine. Deep, deep flavors of black plum, cassis, blackberry jam. The finish is long and complex. Layers of cocoa, dark berry, a little vanilla that persists for over a minute. A big, luscious wine. $30. Every time I have this wine, I think this wine is worth twice the price.
I got to tell you, I am a big Chardonnay lover. So, and I like the real dry stuff. What, do you have anything along those lines?
Gus really knocks it out of the park with his Chardonnay. I absolutely love it. This Chardonnay is the Claris Chardonnay.
Claris.
And okay. It's from Napa Valley. So Napa fruit for Chardonnay. I'm usually not a big fan, a huge, huge fan of this one. The 2010 Claris Chardonnay, just a beautiful wine. He's got all this first of all, it's aged 100% French oak. So you're going to think, oh my God, this is just going to be too much toasty oak. It's not. It's really well balanced. Lush flavors of apple, pear, a little ripe white peach in there, creamy buttered toast, just glides across the tongue. Beautifully balanced finish, bright acidity, keeps it all focused. $50, one of the best values in a high-end Chardonnay I've had coming out of Napa.
And can you talk a little bit about that Sauvignon Blanc?
Well, if you want to go all the way, if you want to go all in.
Sure, honey.
Gus makes the 2007 Axios Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. This is the top flight for him. Vanilla, blackberry, tobacco scents just dominate the nose. And then the blackberry liqueur and dark cassis, black plums, dark chocolate. I could go on like the wine does. It's balanced, beautiful, super uber long finish. Little roasted coffee notes on the end, $125. Ooh. It's special occasion wine, but it's a special wine.
I've got to tell you, I had this wine.
Oh, did you?
Just last week, and it was extraordinarily good. It was lovely.
It is delicious. Again, it's a big price tag,
sure.
But well worth the splurge.
Okay, very good. Scott Greenberg, a syndicated wine columnist. Always great to have you here.
And of course, you can read what to drink with your next meal at WTOP.com with Scott's Wine of the Week.